Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mostly sunny, with pleasant conditions in cities like Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa. It's a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Times of Israel reports, just in that, officials are tempering expectations as Israel and Lebanon prepare for a historic meeting. Beirut hopes to secure a ceasefire. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that peace talks between Israel and Lebanon are set to occur in Washington. Hezbollah's chief threatens to kidnap soldiers. Also this hour, Axios shares that Senator Rubio will host the Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors for talks amid ongoing conflict in southern Lebanon. Separately, Forward reports from earlier today that Israel maintains war readiness. U.S.-Iran talks have failed, and President Trump has announced a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that the IDF has taken control of Bint Jebel, expanding operations in southern Lebanon around a Hezbollah stronghold. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the historic meeting between Israel and Lebanon, as reported by Times of Israel, the two nations are meeting at the highest official level yet. Lebanon hopes to achieve a ceasefire, but Israeli officials remain skeptical. This could be a pivotal moment in easing regional tensions. Turning to the Washington peace talks, Ynet highlights that Israeli and Lebanese officials are meeting as Hezbollah issues threats. The talks, hosted by Senator Rubio, aim to de-escalate ongoing clashes. Success here could shift the dynamics on the ground significantly. Meanwhile, Axios reports that the discussions in Washington coincide with an escalating ground invasion in southern Lebanon. The talks are critical as they seek to prevent further violence and stabilize the region. Now, on the failed U.S.-Iran talks. Forward notes that without an agreement, tensions rise as President Trump enforces a naval blockade. This development might further strain global oil markets and heighten regional instability. Finally, concerning the IDF's control over Bint Jebel, I-24 News reports that this strategic advance is crucial in weakening Hezbollah's hold. The military operation aims to secure the area and reduce the threat to northern Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Eyal Yacobi, an observer, reported just minutes ago that Hezbollah blocked a humanitarian convoy led by the Apostolic Nuncio, preventing aid from reaching Christian villages in the south. The Holocaust Museum recently tweeted about Holocaust survivors, emphasizing their tragic losses and the ongoing impact of antisemitism. Arsen Ostrovsky, an Israeli commentator, shared his emotional reflections on visiting Auschwitz, underscoring the importance of a sovereign Jewish nation as a legacy of survival. Turning to business and markets, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that President Trump's supportive stance towards the crypto industry is marking a new era of politics, mingling with blockchain. Separately, CTech highlights that Israel's Arrow 3 missile defense program received a boost after months of funding disputes and decision delays. And finally, Ynet Business notes that despite Iran's record oil revenues amid the blockade, the economy is struggling. This financial strain could impact the region's stability. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.